This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British police say they shot and killed the man who stabbed a number of people near London Bridge today. London Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene. A number of other people received injuries during this incident. As soon as we can provide further updates on their condition, we will.
Basu confirmed reports that when the suspect was brought down, he was wearing a fake explosive vest.
Due to reports that the suspect may have had an explosive device, specialist officers also attended the scene, and wide cordons are in place to ensure there remains no further danger to the public. However, I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
And Neil Basu said this was terrorism.
I'm now in a position to confirm that it has been declared a terrorist incident. We are working jointly with the City of London Police as we continue to respond. Officers from the Met Counter-Terrorism Command are now leading this investigation, but I must stress we retain an open mind as to any motive.
Also speaking to reporters, London's Mayor Sadiq Khan spoke of what he called the breathtaking heroism on display today.
Members of the public didn't realise at the time that was a hoax device, and they really are the best of us. Another example of the bravery and heroism of ordinary Londoners running towards danger, risking their own personal safety to try and save others. And I want to say thank you to them on behalf of all Londoners.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone died today at a Tokyo hospital. He was 101 years old. Nakasone was a hardline conservative who forged a strong military alliance with the United States and close ties with the West. As Prime Minister from 1982 until 1987, Nakasone was known for his warm friendship with U.S. President